Well, good evening, everyone. Ending this throw it all over the place Thursday. Just a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a little bit of that, and a little bit of this. Then you mix it all together, and it's just throw it all everywhere Thursday. Because that's exactly what it feels like. Gosh, where do we begin? Where do we begin? My gosh, like Eric said, there's so much to chime in on. Where do you really begin? You know? Where do you? I may have been out of the employment loop, not by my choice by any means, I'm sorry, I'm drinking my tea. I actually had watermelon water, pureed watermelon, absolutely delicious. With organic white tea leaf bags. And I actually keep them in my tea water now instead of, like, you know, when you brew it through the coffee maker, I just put the tea bags in there and leave it in my tea. Absolutely delicious. I know. We just went completely off topic, didn't we? So where do I begin? My gosh. You know, sometimes I hope these audios just serve as a lesson for mankind in general. And if you fall under acting like one of these situations, if you're one of these individuals that cause problems like this for people, or, you know, or maybe if you're in the same shoes, because you know what, I always tell Eric when he goes through things, you're never alone. I think through life experiences, far too many in my years and lifetime on earth, is you just realize you're never alone what you go through. You think you're the only one on earth going through a certain situation. You're not. You're like one in millions. Just look, you may turn around. There's invisible people behind you. They're really there because they're in your shoes, the same exact shoes, going through the same exact thing. And the internet's a blessing. Sometimes it's a curse, but a lot of times it's a blessing. Google search will show you if you have a problem, how many other people have an exact same problem or went through the same problem, and you can learn from each other's stories. You know, speak up. You know, when you have issues, speak up. Sometimes, you know, it's not complaining, it's just voicing things, getting it off your shoulders, getting off your chest. See it right there? Ding! After you talk about it, that's where it goes, and then you just plant it in the encyclopedia. And I have probably like a huge room of knowledge of life experiences, learning experiences, what to do, what not to do. I got that whole, you know, series. I got all the books stacked up. It's almost like I look at it like a, you know, inventory, like a whole library, whole room of it. I just take it off the shelf and go, okay, what did I do in this situation? Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, that didn't work. This works. I mean, that's how it is. My gosh, where do I begin? We have Eric has a VA mortgage loan. You know, USAA, you see that bank and talk about, you know, I said it before about we do great. We provide for veterans and military families. I think that's a great way to just take the fishing line, throw it out there, reel your ass on in. We should have went through our personal bank. Should have never went through USAA. I told Eric I didn't think it was a good idea. I was right. Go through your personal bank you've been with for years. They will take care of you. Just because it says it's great to veterans doesn't mean daily squat. Maybe back in the day when banks were, you know, when they said something, they meant it. You know, but we're in a day in society where everybody's out for themselves. And companies can, there's a lot of companies, a lot of shady, shady companies out there. I'm telling you, they'll reel you in with any motto, slogan, logo, whatever they want. We've had more problems with USAA, and then you have the subdivision of NationStar, which is a mortgage, and then you have Mr. Cooper, who owns the whole shebang, you know? We're still dealing with 13 missing payments. We have the payment history, once again, submitted by the bank, okay? Yet, this supposed to be great to the military and those in the military and the veterans company still refuse after, I don't know, maybe 100 complaints, I think, through advocacies, organizations, you know, government controlled, you know, that help to resolve issues with banks. I'm telling you, we're up to almost over 100 complaints since the life of this loan 18 months ago. They literally came back today, this evening, and stated, well, it's at our discretion per missing payments, and every time we receive a complaint, we have the right to suppress at least two payments. These suckers have suppressed 13 missing payments. We have a payment history. We have it. We took it our personal bank and like, how do we deal with this? We have now, twice now, should have already been out Nevada. We should have already been out West. We should have already moved. But these son of a guns are holding us back every which way but loose. Isn't that a movie? I think it is, isn't it? We went to our personal bank. They couldn't get it. They don't understand. They don't understand why this bank is doing this. And then, you know, the old Google search. I have never seen so many consumer lawsuits against USA and Nationstar, Mr. Cooper. Most recent one was in the past 2 years. They did this same song and dance to a couple, bought themselves a $1.5 million home, okay? Had the mortgage for 3 years. This is no lies, this is a fact. You can actually Google search this on Mr. Cooper, Nationstar, USAA lawsuits, okay? Active and prior lawsuits just for the past couple of years. Also, by the way, CFPB, which is Consumer Federal Protection Agency, sued the daylights out of the company for so many complaints where consumers were stating they're doing the same thing they're doing to us, not reporting payments, refusing to report payments, retaliating once you get third-party help to get the payments. They got sued for, what, $1.9 million, I think, that the protection agency sued them with. We've gone through almost 100 complaints with the same protection agency. Eventually, I know it's going to get flagged, and they can take the bank actually back to court and fine them greatly. This is the most arrogant bank I've ever seen in my life. The more that you try to resolve issues, the more arrogant and the more nasty they get. I don't get it. I really don't. Payment history shows all our payments. Oh, I am the banker of the house. I make all our payments. I'm always ahead of payments. Credit cards, and then I've always paid more than what was due. More that's owed. That's just, I think, good, you know, financial savvy, just the way I am. We've never been late on payments, yet we're missing 13 payments. And then they're sent back from the last one saying, well, we're not going to report this per our discretion. And then these little son of a guns, once again, we had natural disaster removed from credit bureaus. Can you believe these people are so arrogant? And I'm not lying, so help me God, handle my Bible, okay? Bible, okay? I got proof how arrogant they are. Literally, I have proof of their response. Per our discretion, yes, you're correct. We did remove, your property was in a natural disaster over the past 2 weeks. But at our discretion, we can add it back, which they did. Now, here's the problem. Contact our home insurance company, our home insurance. They don't understand what the heck this bank is doing, except for the person who spoke to was going to go through USAA because her husband is active military. And after seeing what she's gone through, she said, oh, hell no, she ain't going through them. Anybody else, your military veteran, I'm telling you from our personal experience, do not go to this bank. Okay, somebody said, five people told us Wells Fargo. That's the bank that they cash your checks through, Wells Fargo. So maybe because Wells Fargo's connected with these guys, maybe that's why you got, you know, a couple of bad eggs in the bunch, you know? Go through your personal bank, your little hometown, your personal bank, you know, that you've been banking for years. Go through them. Don't go through these big mama jumbo banks that lure you and lure you in, whatever, you know, with some bait. I feel sorry for veterans. That's how we're treating veterans. That's how we treat active military families. Is this what we're doing? My gosh, man, these people put their lives on the line to protect you, and protect every person working for that bank. And that's how they treat them? Well, that's pretty shady if you ask me. I have a couple other choice words, but, you know, through trials and tribulations, I've learned to change my ways. It's just too bad the bank didn't after getting sued out the yin-yang. It's just too bad we don't have a whole lot of money sitting in the bank because we'd be lawsuit number whatever they're on right now. And that's the thing, is this bank does not care. And they'll settle these cases out before they even get to jury. Oh, I don't wonder why. That $1.5 million loan that the couple had, they didn't realize until they went to go buy their 16-year-old daughter a car, okay, that the bank had not been reporting payments, okay? They literally even were reporting late payments. Yet, they were reported, they paid all, just like us, very, you know, routine, religious, with making sure payments are paid ahead of time. I mean, they couldn't even buy their daughter a car. They couldn't figure out what was going on. They were getting declined for college assistance and that for their other daughter. Found out USA Nation star Mr. Cooper was not reporting things accurate. And then when they went to go, like, oh my gosh, probably hit the fan when they realized all these payments were missing for 3 years. We're 18 months. 3 years, we're not too far gone from that. The bank got even more nasty and retaliated. This couple had a literally hired attorney, sued him for $1.5, $1.9, $9.8 million. I don't know, some crazy number. They got it. That's not the only couple. It's not the only ones going after this company, suing them. I just, you know, after complaint number 100, I just told Eric, I think your best thing is, you know, after consulting with an attorney, and Eric had a contact attorney to figure out what the heck to do. As the attorney said, they're finding a reason every which way but loose to use it per their discretion to do things they know they shouldn't be doing. But this bank, I think, believes they're higher than thou. I don't know. As the attorney said, you're not getting any credit whatsoever for this loan. I basically told Eric, it's like living in a rental. You're paying Fred up the street to live at his house. Because really, your mortgage loan should be the number one sole way to really build and establish your credit. We're not getting diddly. We have never gotten, he's never got any VICA score points. This bank has screwed him from day one. It's been just really bad experience. That's all I got to say. You know, everybody says, you know, getting your home is the American way. Well, maybe back in the day, but it ain't like that now. But at this point, his attorney said, fire up the next complaint, which, you know, two complaints got fired up over the past week after they come back with some ridiculousness response. As he said, just request to have the whole loan removed off of your credit report from all three credit bureaus. Because what's the point? They're not reporting everything, which they should. They're not helping your credit score. They're hurting it. Or they're not even giving you any VICA points. They're not turning in any positive reports. Eric's, you know, getting it off of, you know, our car leases and just credit cards. That's how he's establishing his credit. Thank God he's got decent credit. But this is ridiculous. You know? I just don't get it. I really don't. You know? Maybe I've been away from the public, like real deep in the heart of the public when I was working. I worked in a home office. You know, I was responsible and approved my track record as, you know, one hell of an employee. No degree working underneath a VP at the end. You know, I was around the public, I was around clients, and maybe several years ago, you know, I don't know, people have changed, and it's not been for the better. Society's really starting to just, I'm going to say it, suck. S-U-X. It sucks. People are really just I out for themselves, and no couth, no manners, no morals, no compassion, no heart. You know, I don't know if it's McTrump, the arrogance that has really, like, really turned people, and companies are just getting really downright just, man, the professionalism company. I don't know. I'm not saying it's all companies out there. It's not all people. A good 5% population are still left. Embrace, take care of. You know, hold close those 5% of people that are still compassionate, kind, caring, that are there to make the world a better place. And the hell with the 95% others. You know, see that thing? That's the 95%. I think everyone can strive to be a better version of themselves today than yesterday. I don't know about this company. I really don't. I have never seen anything like it. I literally am shaking my head. I don't get it. I really don't get it. I don't understand. I mean, just simple. You ask them to do a simple thing, and they'll do the opposite, and they'll create stuff. How in the blazing blaze of glory, can you sit there and just create a false report, sending it to the credit bureaus and state, the property was in a natural declared disaster in August? No, it wasn't. And then you go to your homeowner's insurance with the information. They're like, well, they have to remove that because it was not. And then this bank's like, no. It's not up to your home insurance company. It's per our discretion. I don't get it. I really don't get it. You know? And sometimes these audios, like I said, it's not all roses and, you know, candy canes lane. We all ain't Willy Wonka's chocolate factory every day of our life. I'm living the best life I can. But I've also realized I have to take inventory. And if people or companies like this company are creating stressful, negative energy environment, bring a bad juju around me, you know, like a bad magnet, I'm going to separate and divide myself permanently. Because I don't want it. I don't need it. I'm older. I'm getting far wiser. And there's just things I just don't put up with anymore. I don't care who you are. I don't care what company you are. Because at the end of the day, you strip the company's titles. You're just the same person as you and I and Joe Smo next to me. We're all the same. Some hold titles. It doesn't mean diddly. You know? I'm going to go into this final topic, and I hope this does strike nerves, because it really should. And, you know, I'm learning not to be so critical of myself, because I think a lot of people are way too critical of themselves. And, those are two situations. First one was me and Eric. When we went to go to the Red, White, and Boom concert, Labor Day weekend, Toby Keith, Luke Combs, and my Lord, I can't think of the other country singer, about the tractor, big green tractor, take a look around on my grin, big green tractor. I can't even think of his name. My gosh, that's what happens to become an old fart. You start forgetting things. That was a great concert, though, by the way. But thank you, Garrett. Once again for tickets. But we were in a situation, you know, sometimes, what is that show? What Would You Do? What was that on, like, what was that, 60 Minutes or CNN? Or I can't think of what news channel. I used to watch it, like, years ago. What Would You Do? And then, like, they get these actors and they create these skits and they put people in these situations and then they, you know, try to see what the person or the group's reaction would be. And they're about situations where things just aren't right. And what's a person going to do? You know, we were at that concert. Oh my gosh. And I was waiting for the camera crew to just come out and go, why didn't you say something to the couple that was standing 2 inches from you? I mean, oh my gosh. So here's the scenario. It's not the scenario. Here's the truth, you know. This is what happened. And I'm going to tell you this because I think this is a learning example for you. I don't care what country you're listening from. We got Australia, Mexico, China. We got Japan now. India, United States. I don't know what other country we got now. I was looking at geography on the listeners. And downloads, you see downloads. I've noticed on the app, downloads ain't making any sense, the downloads, but the actual listeners, we're like, I'm shocked. It's a very high number in the thousands, so thank you for listening. But I hope everybody can take this valuable lesson, because I'm just going to lay it out there. I'm a straight shooter. We are in a situation at the concert. So we're right there, you know, right in front of the stage, a little VIP open area, no seats. And we're standing right there, like right there, you know. And there is a couple, like, to my left, like, you know, when you're standing right there in the front, you know, and like 2 inches away, let's just say. Okay. You know, I'm a believer that everybody's entitled to be who they want to be, you know, as long as you're not, you know, robbing somebody, killing somebody, acting like a, you know, damn fool. But everybody's entitled to, you know, if you're straight, if you're gay, if you're, what is it, pan, if you're whatever, you know? boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, you know? All colors of the rainbow, you know, good Lord doesn't judge. Some people, what, people like Holy Roller Honey, she'll be up tomorrow. That video is a little delayed. But everybody's entitled to be who they want to be and love who they want to love without critical, harsh, brash judgment of idiots in society, I'm just going to say. Really rude. Rude people. Me and Eric were, God, we're standing there and stuff, and, you know, during the concert, you get like a 15-minute break between, you know, when they change the artists around, and these two young girls, college students, okay, and obviously they were a couple, we knew they were, I mean, it was obvious, they're a couple, you know, and minding their own business, weren't hurting nobody, weren't doing nothing, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, and I'm thinking, oh my God, here we go. You know, nobody said anything, and then you always have you always got that one person, right? I don't believe drunk. I mean, Eric, we were drinking pop, so I mean, you kind of more alert, you know, when you're not drinking. I'd rather be now, realize I like to be the sober couple. See this guy, and you know, he's probably what? Early 30s with his girlfriend, okay? And they come up, you know, and they're like right behind us and like right in the middle between us and, you know, the couple to left. First thing that guy does, I'm not joking, looks at his girlfriend, looks at the couple, and says, "What the hell's that?" I'm thinking, are you serious? I was just shocked. I mean, and it was loud. And I'm just looking at Eric, and Eric's looking at me, and I'm thinking, oh my God, there's going to be a big fight breakout right next to us. You know? A place I don't want to be. Here we go. You know? As in those situations, you know, you got the I call them rent-a-security. The security was older than probably the oldest band there. I think the security had retired, and they decided to come back for this concert, and they're like, okay, I will work for 2 hours and get paid $200. I will leave after 2 hours, $200. Security didn't do diddly. That was a lot. I don't get it. Three older gentlemen who, you know, I'm just going to say they were not in shape and they probably wouldn't be able to do diddly. We're just going to go there, you know? And I was thinking to myself, let's see what you're made of, because this fight's going to break out. Somebody pushes me or something. It's on, because, you know, you know, girls still got it. I'm not going to put up with it. I'm just looking at Eric. And then the guy looks at the girl. And the girl just starts. Oh, my God. What the hell? Wow. Really? And I'm sitting there like, God, really? I mean, these two kept at it. At this couple. Maybe because it wasn't a man. And it wasn't a woman. And it was a couple. Two women. And that's the choice they made. And that's the choice they have the right to make. And they're a couple. And so what? We're not in 1810, okay? This is 2018. Welcome to society where people have a right to their decisions and a right to love whomever they want to love. I was absolutely appalled. And I felt like we married Eric. I felt like, my gosh, you're in the middle of this. It's like, do you tell the couple, hey, listen, you know, sorry about those idiots saying stuff. Or do you turn to the two people and go, hey, you know, what happened to the word like manners and stuff, you know? I didn't know what to do. So I just was honestly thinking, God, please just let these people take their draft beer and move on away from us in this couple, you know. It kept on, I'm not joking, for good, whew, I think three songs was enough. Thank God the guy went and got beer and it got, you know, a couple more people kind of blended in to cover them. But that was just like, really rubbed me the wrong way, you know? What the heck? You know? You got an opinion of somebody and you don't know them and you want to go, hey, do it in the car, okay?
walk away and do it. But to be so rude and to do it like right there and not even know the person, and like the judgment was so like swift and severe. I'm sure they hear it a lot, but I'm not used to it a lot. And maybe that's where I've been away from society and not worked in a lot, you know, in society with the line of work I was, to where people have changed for the past several years, and I'm not talking for the best either. You know, when I worked, people were still using manners, people were nice, sincere, you know, maybe I was blessed with the clients and the clientele I was around, but I was in different areas, so I can't say it's just one area where I visited. You know, it's three different states, three different areas. And I don't know what the hell's wrong with people, I'm telling you. And then this morning was just like the creme de la creme for me. And then this evening, between dealing with the bank and just, you know, flat out just, you know, this bank is just flat out crazy. That's all I have to say. But, yeah, I made that comment, like, now being an early bird, do I enjoy it? You know? It's 11 o'clock. Obviously, my sleep's taken another toll. It's definitely the tumor stuff. You know, it does crazy things. Ovarian cancer does. It affects your hormones. It affects the chemicals in your body. You sleep when you sleep. And that's the way it is. People who don't understand that, see this. Ding! You're not in my shoes. And if you are, you'll understand. If you're not, you're entitled to your opinions. But please, please, you don't get it. Okay? Need not judge. You don't get something you'll never understand. Before, so you don't live in it. For those who live in my shoes, you get it. But yeah, up with, you know, everybody else in the morning. Have to run down. Have to grab some Drano because we're having, you know, more pipe work that needs to be done. The drains, they said, you know, put some, you know, Drano, this new brand of Drano that protects the drains at the same time, plumbing. But anyway, long story short, so go up to Wally World and, you know, the older clientele is out in the morning. I'm just going to say that. Need not judge. Because, you know, they're older than me. But I feel like I'm an old fart. But, you know, who's saying? I still look good, though, Gina, don't I? Don't be hating now. That was funny. I had to break it up a little bit. So I'm in Walmart. And, wow. You live in deep, you know, you live in the country. Little lazy, all Rivertown, Rivertown. These people are bold and brazen. Like I said, you know, New York, New Jersey, you know, got all that, got off that plane, that airport with work, and I thought people were bold there, you know, they had something to say, they say it, you know, but they ain't nobody can top people in a little lazy river town of the country, especially the people who have, feel they're entitled, they've lived here their whole life, you know, older clientele, not all of them, you know. I'm young at heart, older clientele, and yeah, run across a couple, I'm going to say in their late 70s, and talking to another couple, you know, and everybody knows everybody, and you know, I just do my thing. I went in and out of Walmart, Wally World. I am not a shopping person by any means. I don't like Christmas shopping. I don't like whole shebangs. I don't like dealing with rude people in public. I just don't have the desire. Well, that's weird. The song says, strong woman to benefit ovarian cancer research. The Remington's Paul Taylor love child. Huh. So if you listen to smooth jazz, you know, this is just random. Well, that's interesting. He did the song in honor of those ovarian cancer. Isn't that weird? See how things like that happen? That's weird. Huh. All right. So anyway, back to where I was going. So I'm in, you know, Wally World and, you know, picking up what I need to. And I go over in the produce area because I'm thinking, okay, I need to get some of the Bolt House new. They have a new line that's like 70% less sugar. And actually, he organized an album titled Strong Woman. Okay, Bill Heller, H-E-L-L-E-R, of the Rippingtons, to the women with ovarian cancer. I just caught it again. I know this is random, isn't it? You're like, stop! Stop, Ron! Stop! Go to back to the story! Stop! Stop! So I'm in Walmart and I'm in the produce area, so get this Bolt House, you know, 70% less sugar. I'm just plugging it. so much easier on the GI tract. All sorts of organic juice is great. And here's a couple, all right? And it's an older couple, probably in their 60s. Okay, she's white, he's black. Okay, we live in 2018. All right, okay, what's the problem? Well, I'm thinking to myself as I'm watching them go by, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, no biggie, you don't think twice, you know, sometimes you just look around, whatever, you know. And then you had the two couples in their 70s talking, and you knew from what, you know, they're loud. The one guy I don't think could hear right. And, you know, they're talking all loud, you know, about their house and stuff. And I'm just trying to find my bolt house to get the hell out of here. It's too crowded. And all of a sudden, the guy throws the most shadiest look I've ever seen from anybody in my life at this couple. And he goes, "Huh! What kind of trash they bringing in this area now, moving in town?" Oh my gosh. I literally caught myself saying out loud, "Are you serious?" I mean, and then I thought to myself, "Oh gosh, here we go again. This is just like run into rudeness at the concert. Now we're running to rudeness again." And then the lady uses the judgmental, "Why do blacks and whites mix? My God, what happened to our area? I'll tell." And then that was it. I had like my fair share after that, you know? And I felt really like I was just waiting for either or of that couple to just turn around and let them have it. But the sad thing, it reminded me of the young couple, the girls at the concert. Their response was the same. And it was almost like they're so used to the brash, harsh, critical judgment being out in society that they just have no response anymore. And it's like, wow, you know. And then I go back into good counseling, years of it, you know, about if you don't speak up and say something when somebody does something hurtful or wrong, you are an enabler, and you're enabling that person to do it to another person and another person, and another person. And sometimes when you speak up, which we all should, in a very correct, politically correct, nice way, you know, direct way, but to the point, that you could stop the process and repeat a pattern of really bad behavior from happening to somebody else. I just felt horrible. I still do, because I didn't speak up and say anything. You know, and the old me would have, but the new me is like, you know, do I say something? I hoped in both situations that the couples would have said something themselves, and they didn't. But it's whole Eric, you know, and Eric felt bad not saying nothing at the concert. You know, clearly I knew the couple heard him, you know? And, not saying anything when I'm by myself and I'm picking up, you know, just a couple of things, odds and ends this morning. And it's just, it makes you just like, what the hell's wrong with people, you know? What in the hell, you know, what is wrong with people? What possesses, you know, are you one of those people that are brass and brazen to say stuff like that, you know? Man, talking about holy roller honey, you know? Those are people like that that go to church every Sunday, holier than thou, they claim, you know, and whatnot. And then they'll be the most critical people of all. They're the most critical ones. This isn't like back in the day, you know? But if anything come out of this podcast, you know, if you find yourself in a situation where you may not agree with the couple being gay and they're together, you may not agree with interracial couples. And that's fine. We're not saying, nobody's saying in this world that you have to agree with everything everybody does. But, you know, for everybody else that's around you out in public, and for the couple that makes the decision, it's their decision, not yours. And if they're happy, that's what matters. Not your mouth coming out with a really rude, brash, brazen opinion. Keep your mouth shut. Really just zip it. if you want to make a comment like that, like the older couple and the other couple, they needed to just do it in their car. Or make it, if you want to say something stupid, say it away. Don't do it right in front of the people that you're saying it. I mean, that's just setting yourself up. You know, one of these times I'm just waiting to be out somewhere, like Eric said, so I say something, a big old fight break out. I'm just waiting for something crazy, or you got these crazy people, you know, with these gun permits, and, you know, and they need to be more strict on gun permits too, but that's just my opinion. But then you got some loony toonies who don't even have gun permits. You're just setting yourself up for somebody to just get downright stupid, you know? I just think it's rude. Why would you say stuff like that? You know, I'm back to the age thing about maturity does not have a number, not in this day and age, not in 2018. A 12-year-old can be more mature than somebody that's 85 years old and vice versa. But by all means, you know, be kinder, you know? We all have bad days. Doesn't mean you can go out in public. If that was the situation, just go, like, you know, on a verbal assault. The people that are minding their own P's and Q's, not doing a darn thing to you, you know? I'm a person, too. I've always done this, and I still do it. If someone holds the door open for me, or if someone, you know, I drop something, somebody picks it up, I say, thank you, I appreciate it. Thank you. How are you doing? How's your day? Great. How are you, sir? Thank you. Doing good, sir. How are you? You know, still use your manners, folks. You know, I don't care how old you are. Use your manners, okay? Be kind. It's part of being kind, you know? I'm that person. Eric's used to it, you know? I hold the door open for you, and you ain't gonna say thank you. I'm gonna turn around and say, you're welcome. And I do it every time. And I've never... It's so funny. And I do it. And it's like, when you live in a little Lazy River town, people, it's weird, but people always say thank you and that. So I don't really seen it here, but maybe back in other areas. You know, back when I used to live in Ohio, it is all the time. You know, you open the door for somebody, you don't need to drive you nuts in it. You open the door, you know, somebody will say they'll have like 10 bags of groceries, they're trying to do it in two hands, you know, and you open the door for them, you know, at the store. And they just keep walking, I look at you. And I'm that gal, I'm like, you're welcome, have a good day. Have a good day. 9 out of 10 times, I've always had to, oh, I'm sorry, thank you. Oh, thank you. Never had one person give me a shoddy look. Because that just keeps in mind that person's brain that, wow, you know, I should have said thank you. That was rude of me. And then you'll have a few of the 5% that's like, F you, I could care less, you know, if I say thank you or not. But back to the story, you know. I don't know what it is. I really don't. I told Eric, you know. The faith in mankind. Boy, what is wrong? What's wrong? Come on, folks. What's wrong? What's wrong? Why act like that? Really? Why? Is it social media? Is that what's doing it? Is it McTrump, bold, brazen, businessman, finds himself a title of the President of the United States when it was just really he wasn't had any anticipation whatsoever to win that election? Not at all. Did it more for, I think, ego, you know? Is it that kind of philosophy, you know? You know, the compassion, kind, and caring, and things like that. And instead, now we're all about the almighty dollar because we've got a president that, you know, my opinion came in, and that's how things are being run. Taking all sorts of important programs to protect the environment, protect one another, protect the air, the oceans, everything, and just taking what's taken decades to preserve and just whoosh, ripping it to shreds. You know, creating a hostile environment. They got the election in 2019. When we start the round, we know he'll be one and done. Let's get somebody in there with some compassion. You know, I don't know about you. I vote for Ronald McDonald. I like Happy Meals every Sunday. I think is a good thing. You know, the Geico guy. What about the guy who went from Sprint to, who's he with, Verizon now, or he was Verizon to Sprint? Well, there's somebody like that, you know? Let's get somebody in there. Let's get somebody running the country. Get a little bit of heart. Let's get the heart, compassion, kind, caring, kindness back. Let's get Mother Teresa as President of the United States. I fully am 100% supportive of that. Let's get somebody in. What is that? Tony Robbins. I've been watching his stuff, you know, talking about changing your life. Listen to some of his videos. Watch them. Read some of his books. Amazing man. Life coach. Can't go wrong. Most importantly, I hope this podcast audio touches at least one person. Because if you're one of those people that are found guilty of, you know, verbally assaulting and judging people out in public when others are around, like myself and many others, and we don't want to hear what's coming out of your mouth. Because what's coming out of your mouth is anything but good. If you find yourself judgmental, having a bad day, and opinionated, and, you know, and issues like that, you know, do it in your car. Keep it to yourself. If you're really that adamant, go ahead and go on the other line, the frozen. Open the door where the ice cream is and just say it to the frozen yogurt. Because ain't nobody else going to be listening to you. You guys have a splendid evening. This has been 41 minutes. I had to get that out. It's just bothering me. Two situations too close for comfort in less than a week is just ridiculous. I think I need to go back to living like a vampire, staying away from public. Because if a public is getting this rude, then as a public, I just prefer not to be around. I would rather surround myself with the 5%. And I'm fortunate to have made great friends out of state and in state, you know, over the past year that are kind, compassionate, positive, uplifting people. And I think that's what we all need to surround ourselves with in our life. Rid of the negative energy. Rid of it. It's not going to do you any lick of good, I'm telling you. Hang around bad, negative energy. You're going to get bad, negative things. Surround yourself with positive, good, kind-hearted people. And, I think I need to go back to when you see something like that, maybe you do need to speak up. You know, good Lord, forgive me for not saying something because that's just not me. But, you know, in that situation, I was hoping the couples would say something. But it's unfortunate when people like that are so used to hearing smack from people in public they don't even know. And I just think that's a shame, isn't it? Let's have a splendid evening. Make Friday, make this weekend. Make a difference. Be positive. Bring a smile. Share some laughter. Pay it forward. Dollar doesn't cost much to buy a cup of coffee, does it? Give someone a reason. Give someone a reason to smile. Because you never know whose life and whose day you may be changing for the better.